I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt is refusing to step down. Mubarak appeared on Egyptian television late at night, Cairo time. He gave no indication of bowing to protesters who've been demanding he leave after 30 years in power, but he did say he's ordering his government to resign. Today's anti-government demonstrations in Cairo were the most violent yet. The protests are even continuing at night, despite a curfew and heavy security on the streets. The World's Matthew Bell is in Cairo. Matthew, first of all, what were the main points of President Mubarak's address tonight?
The main points were that he said at one point, "I'm working with the people and giving freedom as long as the people respect the law." That he seemed to be taking a hardline approach and basically saying, "Look, I'm not stepping down if you think that's going to happen tonight. I'm still the president. I'm still in charge." He sort of tipped his hat to reform and young people, issues of jobs and prices, things that the demonstrators have been complaining about. He mentioned sort of in the end, in passing almost, that he would be dissolving the government and appointing new ministers, but he didn't go into any details there. Again, Marco, he said that he wanted to help the people and work on things like the economy and job opportunities, but it was really a tough, almost defiant line that he took.
Well, we'll hear in just a second from your report, Matthew, a lot of people saying they want President Mubarak out. But tonight, him saying that he's going to have his government resign, that would seem to be a slight concession to the protesters. How significant is that? Enough to calm the streets down?
Marco, what I heard all day long was Mubarak, go. Mubarak, you know, this government is illegitimate. And a lot of it is directed at him. There were people in the streets tearing up pictures of Mubarak himself. He seems to be the target of a lot of this anger and frustration that we saw boil over today.
How has the situation evolved since the military was called out?
Tonight, there was a curfew that went into effect 6 p.m., mostly the demonstrators ignored it. There were still groups of hundreds of protesters roving around town. There were still sort of pitched battles going on, but things started to slow down several hours after that. The army came in. The police mostly left. They were put on the trucks that they came into the city in, and they left. Things did quiet down, but there are still people out on the streets now. There have been buildings damaged, buildings looted. These are government buildings. On my last walk through town here, I saw cars burnt out. There were lots of debris, lots of crowds. But in general, there wasn't the smell of tear gas in the air anymore, and it wasn't the clashes weren't happening that we saw all day long.
Do we have any sense about the number of people wounded or maybe even killed in the violence?
I've heard reports of at least one person being killed. I've seen TV pictures all day long of people getting hurt with tear gas, with batons. There were pictures of people that looked like they were shot with shotgun pellets. I saw myself at one of the demonstrations, just people overcome by tear gas. One older man seemed that maybe he wasn't in the best of health anyway, but he was not in a good way after making his way through a cloud of tear gas. That information, with the internet being down and mobile phone service being down, there's not even any text messages that you could send all day long. That kind of information, it's going to take some time to come out, I think.
Now, earlier today, Matthew, before the clashes got more serious, you were out on the streets and you were able to talk to some demonstrators. We'll come back to you in a moment, but let's listen first to your report.
Hundreds of people gathered outside a mosque in Giza Square in central Cairo for Friday prayers this afternoon. Opposition politician Mohamed El-Baradei was expected to show up here. In anticipation of anti-government demonstrations, hundreds of riot police were trucked into the area. They lined up just opposite the mosque, next to a truck with a mounted water cannon. Just before prayers got underway, a 20-year-old man told me how the people here were feeling today.
They feel angry, and you must change. You must have more chance to work, to have a better life, to have a new life, to have an opportunity for a change, to have something basic as a life, basics of the life.
It's those basics that many demonstrators say the Egyptian government is failing to deliver for its people. As prayers came to an end, the mood changed quickly. The crowd moved toward the police and started chanting. They yelled, "Mubarak must go, and the government is illegitimate." Mohamed El-Baradei did show up. He made his way through the crowd, surrounded by chanting supporters and TV cameras. It didn't take long for the police to make their move. First came the water cannon, then the tear gas. The crowd dispersed, and demonstrators ran into an adjacent neighborhood. One young man said he wanted to speak with a reporter. He said his tears were from the gas, not just emotions, though he was clearly moved by the sight of demonstrators calling for regime change in Egypt.
This ends here. This ends now. This is the message that we're trying to get across. You are no longer welcome here. We have endured your corruption, your abusive monopolies. We've endured your lies and your media all day long. This ends here.
Another man approached and said he had something to say. He was wearing a tie and a jacket and a paper mask over his mouth that didn't seem to be doing much to protect him from the tear gas. He said he's a 49-year-old business owner, and this was the first day he came out to demonstrate in support of opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei.
The best thing now, I think the right person now for the next days or next month is Dr. Mohamed El-Baradei. He's a reputable man all over the world. He's a real Egyptian man. He can lead Egypt for this transition period, tell all the parties we'll make a free election. I need my country same like America.
Matthew Bell in Cairo. I heard several mentions of opposition figure Mohamed El-Baradei there. I understand he's under house arrest now.
Exactly. You know, he was. I saw him at that demonstration, and he was a real focal point. For the protesters there, it was interesting, Marco, that at one point he was sort of whisked away. People were chanting for him, and then when he went back into the mosque and kind of disappeared out of the crowd, then there were people chanting, kind of denouncing him, like, "Where are you, Baradei?" He was on. There was interviews with him. He was on television today, and then we didn't hear from him again after since he was under house arrest. That's one thing that that the White House was asked about. Today, spokesman Robert Gibbs was asked about it, but he didn't say much. He was very careful about trying to tread the line of saying that the Egyptian government needs to listen to the people, that they have legitimate grievances. This is an opportunity for the government to give the people what they want. At the same time, the White House is really not coming out and saying it's time for Mubarak to go, not at all.
Well, Matthew Bell, please stay safe. The World's Matthew Bell reporting from Cairo. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.